I know. Sometimes you feel like everything in your life is a mess, but you're not the only one who constantly feels this way. That's why in today's video I want to give you some practical tips and advice so that you can lead a much more organized and harmonious life. This is extremely important when it comes to feeling good about ourselves, because if we don't know how to organize our own lives, then how are we going to be prepared to face new challenges that require greater responsibility, such as, for example, carrying out an important project, taking care of others or, in general, being more effective if we don't even know how to keep control over ourselves? Well, first we need to understand what the causes of all this chaos are and then, after asking yourself this question, start making decisions about it. To achieve success, you have to follow a series of disciplines that will undoubtedly give you a tremendous boost to get much closer to your goals. I'm going to give you some of the guidelines that I practice and that have worked well for me over time and that I'm sure will also help you, so that in the end you'll be able to make the most of your time and your life. The first point of all is to get up early. I'm pretty sure that probably no one will like to hear this, but believe me, taking advantage of the hours of sunlight and daylight is a very satisfactory advantage to make the most of our time. It often happens that we wake up to do this, that, our obligations, and we're always in a hurry to get everywhere. Stress starts to follow us and we even end up being late. So I propose a challenge to you. Set your alarm clock 30 or 45 minutes earlier than you usually do. You can use those minutes to have a good breakfast, read the newspaper, take an invigorating shower, or you can perhaps take advantage of them to take a walk on your way to work or class while enjoying the breeze, the sights, the sounds, and the feelings, breathing in the fresh air and preparing yourself for the day to be full of great things. And remember, each day is a new opportunity to start from scratch. And if you believe this, positivity will surround you from the moment your alarm clock goes off. Point number two, have a planner. Personally, if I didn't have a planner to organize my tasks, my life would be much more chaotic. That's why I recommend that you always, always, always carry a planner with you, because during the day, when we're busy, we can easily forget things. But if you always have it with you, it will help you keep your schedule structured, what you have to do, set work periods, and the important things you shouldn't forget. Ultimately, it will help you know what to do and when to do it. The challenge for this point is to first get a planner. Start writing down in it all the things you have to do that day or throughout the week. Write down next to each task from 1 to 10. Why? Well, to mark how important each task is and prioritize the ones with the highest number, since as it is said, important and urgent are not the same thing. Point number three, tidy up your house. Someone once told me that life was like when you mess up your room and then you have to tidy it up again. First, you have to clean everything thoroughly and it takes a while, but when you finally manage to get rid of all that clutter, you see life is much more balanced and you feel better. So, in effect, having a clean room or house will make your mood much more positive and optimistic than when everything is a mess. Sometimes we tend to accumulate and accumulate things that we no longer need, and in this way we make no room for new things. Get rid of the old and what you no longer need to make way for new spaces. You can also take the opportunity to change the decor a bit and give your home a new and personal touch. For example, you could add some plants or some new paintings to make this task a little more fun. The challenge I propose for this point is to first reorganize your room and/or your house. Specify and set a day in your schedule to get to work, reorganize closets, tidy desks, throw away what you don't need, and give your own personal touch to the decor to promote your well-being. Point number four, socialize. It may seem like this has nothing to do with being organized, but it is nevertheless an additional incentive that will help you, first, to disconnect and, second, to make new friends or keep the ones you already have, which in a way will bring order to your life. It can help you find people who can inspire you, and this will help you grow. And just as you are hearing these words from me right now, tomorrow someone else may also tell you other methods that can help you. Meeting people is always a great way to learn and discover new options. And the challenge is to start a conversation with someone you don't trust very much. It could be that coworker, that old friend you haven't seen in a while, your teacher, or even a stranger. This will help you break down your mental barriers. I once heard that success is measured by the number of uncomfortable conversations you are able to have. Of course, always with respect, kindness, and good manners. Point number 5, learn to be alone. To lead a balanced life, we must learn to make time for ourselves. Otherwise, stress would end up consuming us and we would never know ourselves well enough, which will make it difficult to achieve our goals, because we would not even be sure of what we really want. It is important to take some time to reflect, to think, to meditate, and to take some time to relax and be alone to discover ourselves, since in the end the only guaranteed company we will have for life is our own. For this challenge, it would be a good idea to go to a coffee shop that you like one day, preferably without rushing, and start reading a book that catches your attention. Think about new plans or things that you would like to do. Listen to music with your headphones and disconnect or simply enjoy your own company, the moment, the here and the time. Observe what is happening around you and let yourself go without worrying about the time. Point number 6, eat healthy. Health is the most important thing we have. Eating healthy will give you more physical and mental energy and will also help your body feel much better. Eating healthy does not mean going hungry. It means respecting your body and valuing your health a little more. I assure you that if you start eating a healthy diet, your life will change in many positive ways. This challenge involves planning a weekly menu, trying to eat the famous 5 meals a day and including all types of foods. You'll see how it even affects your mood. Point number 7, do sports. Girls and boys, I assure you, sports are essential. They immensely reduce all the stress and anxiety that we carry throughout the day. We feel more satisfied and also, and why not? It helps us achieve a much less weak and much stronger and more stylized body. In addition, sports will help you surpass yourself every day, setting new goals that will take you closer and closer to your desires. Exercise, like life, also requires discipline, which helps you be more organized. It doesn't matter if you've never done sports in your life or if you feel like you won't be able to run for more than 5 minutes, the important thing is to be able to walk out the door of your house and say, "Here I go, I can do it." And just do it. And the challenge is this. If you don't have the money or time to go to the gym, you can definitely invest some time in starting to go for a brisk walk, run, or bike ride. Set yourself a schedule just as if you were going to an activity that you're paying for, and force yourself to stick to it. If you can afford to go to a gym, talk to your instructor and ask them for a workout chart to get you started. Attend group classes and combine the two. Go for it. I know you can do it. And number 8, think positive. Create positive affirmations in your mind. Avoid the noise in your mind and the toxic people who tell you that you can't achieve what you set out to do. Convince yourself 100% that wonderful things will happen, starting with, for example, being able to follow these tips and guidelines that I give you. Avoid the shoulds and coulds and just do it. Don't think that good things will happen in the future. Think that good things are simply already coming to you and that's how it will be. Oh, and most importantly, never, ever forget to smile.